Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Astromind 2012 radio station. And we're going to invite Roy out tonight. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners to our show tonight. We're looking forward to another great night. Adrian, what do you have on the agenda for tonight?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about some spiritual things that have been going on in the world lately and how we're being affected by this economy. I don't know if what your take is on the election with Obama and Romney, or what you feel that's gonna, how it's gonna affect the nation, the United States.
Well, a lot of it really don't really matter whether it's Obama or Romney. I think we're already, you know, at that point, you know, that, I'll put it this way, we're on a sinking ship.
Right.
And the only thing that can happen now is to start all over again. I mean,
well,
that's where it's all
I was going to ask, you know, your view is, why do you think a lot of people are, why are they giving their power away? Why are they giving all these hopes, you know, that this nation could turn around, the United States? Why do you think that they are taking that power away from people, their hopes and their faith?
Well, we got to remember, you know, even with our readings, where it talks about false promises.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that's where a lot of people are living in that illusion, thinking that, you know, somebody's just going to wave their wand and make it all better.
So it's almost like, for an example, I'll give you an example. It's like, when somebody you really love and you're in love with this person, and they give you, they get all your hopes up to be with that person, and then they turn around and say, I never loved you. And then they walk away, taking your power away. At that point, you feel like, you know, all hope is lost. You feel like, you feel empty inside. Your soul does. But
I
is
mean,
this a lesson that we learn? Is this a lesson that we all learn not to attach,
you know,
ourselves?
You know, a lot of people take it as something being tragic. But if you look at it as a lesson, then what it does, it makes you stronger.
Right.
And, you know, and I think, you know, when things like that happen, you know, you have to, you know, roll with the punches, you know.
Right.
You know, that things aren't always going to be easy.
Right. And it wasn't,
you know,
designed to be easy.
No. The main thing
is,
what do you do?
Right.
I mean, do you get back up on your feet, or do you go hide in a corner somewhere?
Well, I look at it this way, Roy. It's like what the card says about, you know, not depending on others for your material needs.
That's right.
I think that when you learn to do it yourself, you get the job done.
Yep.
And it's just like with me. I waited a long time to get my apartment, and it finally came, and it just manifested. Like
yep.
We were talking about manifestation, like I was thinking about that song, and it only took 1 minute to find that song and just pop up on my screen, my computer screen. So is it a lot of it is our doubt? Or
oh, yeah,
our
doubt.
You know?
You know, a lot of it, I'd say, is our thinking, you know, our doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what slows down a lot of our desires, you know, whether it be relationships or money or whatever, you know, career.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is we have to raise our vibration, and that's
mm-hmm.
how the law of attraction works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that for a lot of people, they can't be afraid of what kind of money they're spending, or
that's
they're going
right.
to get it back.
Yeah.
And it all come back. And so you just have to be patient, but it will come
yeah.
back.
But more than anything, how the, you know, the secret works, or the law of attraction, and that's through gratitude. We
yep.
have to be in gratitude every day.
Exactly.
Because when you're in gratitude, then you're not afraid to give, because you know that, you know, you're going to be blessed, you know, for the things that you do for others, you know, even if
exactly.
you were to, you know, help somebody or do something or whatever, you know, just give part of your time to somebody, even if you didn't have the money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is all the whole plan of why we're here is to
yeah.
learn these lessons and be prepare ourselves for the time of our ascension.
Yeah.
And I hope a lot of people can realize that they can get in alignment with Source and raise their consciousness, their vibration, and return back to our Heavenly Father, because that's where a lot of people are lacking, is their faith.
Yeah. Well, we got to remember, this is not our home. This
right.
is like a huge college or a huge university, and we're learning lessons all the time.
We are.
But in order for us to graduate, we have to, you know, learn, you know, what lessons that we've learned from the past and not keep repeating that. And to learn unconditional love and be more of the Christ consciousness.
Exactly.
You know, a good example is, you know, if you were to do something, you know, then all you have to say, well, what would Jesus do?
Exactly.
And
he's always listening to our prayers.
Yeah. But, you know, we're being tested all the time. You know, sometimes we don't even know these people that are homeless and come up and ask for a helping hand or whatever. Or even if somebody's broke down on the side of the road, you know.
Very
I
true.
Think they could even be angels testing
we're
us.
We're always being affected by something.
Yeah.
And it looks like we got about 4 callers here, Roy.
Should we get started?
Yeah, let's start doing some readings. Let's go to the caller of the 267 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and what is your name, and where are you from?
I am Melinda, and I'm calling from Philly.
Wonderful, and you're welcome to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to get a quick look here, or look-see, on the situation that I'm going through right now, and I wanted to get clarity on it.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay. And what kind of situation are you in right now?
Well, it's complicated, but let's make it uncomplicated. Okay, something happened about 8 or 9 years ago with this guy, and I was angry. I carried this anger torch for like 12 years, and I don't know, I guess today was a day where it was time to, you know, put the torch down or either evaluate it, and like I still really realized that I was only angry because I was still in love with this guy.
Right.
Pathetic, right? I don't know, right?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello. Did we lose her?
Leave her?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we lost you. Are you there, Roy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Is that all you were going to tell me?
Oh, no, I was saying that a guy stepped in a few months after an incident or a fallout. So for years I chased that guy, and this guy that I was chasing, he wound up getting married, and, you know, he's off and he's having his own family. And like I said, today I realized that I was chasing after the wrong guy. I was trying to cover up or hide the simple fact that I was still carrying a hate torch or anger torch for this person. And, like, I'm like, why am I so angry at him? And then I would realize, like, oh, this is why I'm so angry at him. You know, we didn't get to finish what we started, and I didn't really understand all these years about unfinished business and, you know, why it kept coming up. And I kept, you know, he was so far behind me that I couldn't even see, you know, what, you know, Spirit was talking about in terms of, you know, finishing business or unfinished business. So I would like for you to actually see, you know, what's going on with that. I don't know if it'll be any relationship between us. I'm not saying I don't want one, but I don't know. I just get a lot of controversy and a lot of fear that I don't want to go back and, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway.
This, you know what this card reminds me of? This reminds me of the Justice card. And that's why I pulled the Justice. I got a new deck today. It's called the Crazy Deck. And the card I pulled is the reason why it's called the Crazy Deck is because every deck has a different picture or a crazy image on it, so it's very random. But the card I pulled is the Justice, okay? And it's funny that that card would come up because that was the first one that I saw in my mind before it came up. And the Justice has a lot to do with some injustice that was taking place in the past. So that's why, you know, justice has been served. Justice will be balanced for you. Things, meaning things will really balance out for you in a good direction.
Saying,
you'll get your justice, you know, what you deserve, you know, is what it's saying. So, and therefore, you're going through a trial period right now to kind of see where things are going. So you're kind of backing off to kind of see the whole picture. That's kind of what I'm getting. Because usually when we have to back off from people, we have to see the whole picture of what's in front of us. If we want to pursue it or we want to continue, you know, that's really up to us.
It's so, like, why did it take me so many years? I mean, the question I really, like, am asking myself is, like,
are you a very affectionate person?
I'm sorry?
Are you a very affectionate person?
I think so, yeah.
Because I see that in your cards. I see the Lovers. The Justice and the Lovers work hand in hand with each other because the Justice saying, yeah, you're going to get your justice. Things are going to go back to the way you want it to. But you're on a trial period to kind of see where you want to go with this. But the Lovers actually represent that you're a very loving person, and you are a very affectionate person. You know, harmoniously, you like relationships to be in balance and harmonious for you. Is that true?
It is.
Okay. Do you have a lot of drama in your relationship?
Well, in the past, yeah. When I used to date, I used to have a lot of drama.
Did you? Because it's saying here you don't like drama. That's why you're very harmonious. And it just, you like harmony at all times around you. So whenever there's drama, your justice is upside down. So therefore, you're not giving yourself the justice that you deserve. Meaning men have taken advantage of you, you know. And you're not like that. You don't want to be like that. Because if you were, you would be more of like a fire sign than you would be a, you know, a lovey-dovey kind of person.
Hmm. So can I ask you...
share with that, Roy?
Yeah, I... you know, as you were doing that reading, I was getting visions of the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it right now is, like you mentioned, Nathan, that she's stepping back to reevaluate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I waited half of my whole life for this day, and this is crazy.
Yeah. The whole thing is, more than any, do you feel this is your soulmate?
No, not the guy from the past that I hated, and not even the guy from the past that, you know, I tried to, you know, mask the pain with. I tried to use another guy to mask the hatred that I had for another, and it was just like a love triangle, and... I don't even love this guy. Like,
the whole thing is, if this is not your soulmate, then it's not gonna work out for you.
Not. I just don't understand why I'm still in love with, you know, this guy. Like the first guy. I don't understand. Like, he betrayed me.
Well, my guys are telling me that you like challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I say you like to be challenged.
Oh, that can't be good.
No. So, you know, the relationship that you had and where it didn't work out, and now you're reevaluating, thinking that maybe there was still something there. Well, all it is just your inner, you know, your intuition telling you that, you know, you're not going to let him get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
See? But what my guides are telling me is that you need to move on and find, you know, the right, you know, your soulmate. Because then you won't have to play, you know, you won't have to go through that.
Did you want to mention her about folk lodges?
Yeah, that's another thing, too, is that we found that there's still some blockages that are in your subconscious mind. And the way we could get past those is with what they call a soul collage. And how's that? You know, you do understand what a collage is, don't you?
Like artwork?
Yeah, it's like artwork. It's pictures that you put into a frame and, you know,
you cut them out.
Picture, you know, you cut them out and it makes a big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what a soul collage is there's certain pictures that you would put into this picture frame that would stand out to you, and they would have meaning. And these are called your archetypes. And what archetypes are is that they're assigned to you to help you, you know, in whatever you might be experiencing. And they could either work with you or they could work against you. And where you, you know, have been having difficulties in the relationship, I'm saying that your archetypes have, you know, put up some blockages and, you know, and where these relationships weren't able to work out for you. So a good advice would be to do a soul collage. Do you have a magazine nearby?
Actually, no. I try not to keep a lot of clutter in the area. Really, really highly sensitive allergies. So, like, if I have anything that collects dust.
Okay,
like,
and that's fine. Adrian, is there a magazine or a picture nearby you that you could give her a sample of how that works?
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of magazines.
Yeah. And then you could describe her, the picture, and see what stands out in her mind.
Okay. I'm just going to pick a random picture. You know, what's interesting about the soul collages is where I met that kid where he was cutting out magazines, and I told him, I said, oh, you're just making a soul collage. And he mentioned to me, he said, yeah, I am. And he's never even heard of a soul collage in his whole life.
Wow.
But yet he agreed with me, you know?
Yeah.
So I just thought that was weird.
That's interesting.
But, you know, we know that when we're doing the collages, we're in a trance.
Yeah.
Because it balances the left and the right brain.
Right. Do you have a picture for her?
I do. This picture that I pulled has to do with a map. But it shows a map of different things. Like it shows a map of a road map that is going in different directions. And on the roads, it looks like you have a truck, a car, and a graduation hat. And at the end, it shows a woman holding a laptop. So what do you get from that, Roy?
Well, first of all, let's ask her, what does she get from that? How would a map have anything to do with your relationship?
Because it's like a whole bunch of different, like, routes and pathways, and it can go either direction. It's no one direction, you know. It's all up in the air. It's out of my control, so I can't, you know.
Or you could look at it in a different way. A map can be used to help you to get from point A to point B to point C. So what I'm getting from that picture is that you're looking for guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, you can find that right person, you know, and stay, you know, in that relationship, staying on the road, you know, to happiness. And Adrian, what are you getting?
I'm also getting that she's on the road to success. She's on the road as long as she stays on her path.
Right.
And not let other people pull her off her path. Then she will be on the road to graduation.
Right.
And it shows
and why,
the woman
why
holding
is it that, why is it that there's different kind of vehicles for her to take?
Because every vehicle goes a different direction.
Yeah.
And the computer has to do with her programming.
Right.
How she's been programmed.
So would you say that she has to reprogram her mind and look at it in a different way.
Right, because once she deprograms herself, then she can choose what path she wants to go. She's the one that is creating that map by holding that laptop in her hand.
Right.
So by that computer, she's programming herself to believe all this stuff.
Right.
So how do you deprogram yourself from all the negative, you know, from all the negative things?
I don't really know. Like, I'm surrounded by them, so I guess I have to just, you know, get away from everything that is negative that's an influence.
Exactly.
That would be a good direction. Now you're getting on that right road that you need to be on. Can you see how this picture plays a big part in your subconscious mind as to what you've been experiencing?
Yeah, I think so.
Because you're not on a straight path. You're kind of swerving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're still looking for direction. Right. You're not quite sure how to get to where you want to go. You have an idea, but you're not sure. So the main thing is, number one, deprogramming yourself, like Adrian mentioned, listening to more positive speakers, going to seminars, or, you know, even, you know, speaking to people that are, you know, good positive influence, you know, in your life, you know, friends or family or whoever that might be. Because I'm getting that that you're not doing that right now.
Yeah, you're kind of off your path.
Yeah.
Kind of going in a swerve.
Yeah. And you might even be going in circles.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly true. Like, I feel like I could begin something, but I get lost very quickly.
Yeah. So, you know, how do you stay on a direction? You know, the best way is just like going on any trip. If you don't know how to get there, then most people buy what they call a GPS.
And that's,
you know,
funny, because that's what it says on the magazine.
Yeah.
It says GPS. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. But do you know who that GPS would be? That would be God plus his servants. So
there you go.
You would,
that's a
yeah.
good interpretation.
Yeah. And his servants would be his angels. So what my guides are telling me that you need to make more meditation or prayer with, you know, your with God's archangels and ask them, you know, for any kind of assistance that they can give you so that you can stay on that right path and find that, you know, blessing relationship and find, you know, that right person that's going to treat you as well as you want to be treated. Can you see where, just how that picture, how it brought all this information out?
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. What, you know, you've heard the saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Well, we got a lot of callers ahead of us, Roy.
We're going to go ahead and move on to the next caller now, and we hope that we were able to inspire you and help you in any way.
That's who you were. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Let's go ahead with the next caller, agent.
From the 815 area, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
Jamal. I'm calling from Chicago.
And how can we help you tonight?
We're this is my first time calling, so I was listening
you
to this.
You just have to ask, you know, what, you know, we're doing free readings tonight. And
okay.
Whatever you want to find out, we can help you.
And
with.
It looks like we're off the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I
continue to keep talking. Keep talking. We still right. have some recording time. Yeah.
I had a, as far as like my question is concerning my career, like what car do you put up or what do you see as far as my career? And
are you out of work right now?
I'm working from here now. You know, I'm doing temporary work, temporary warehouse assignments. So
yeah,
it's like day by day.
And what are your talents or your skills?
Besides working at warehouse, I do
yeah.
music on the side. So
you do music.
I do a lot of music on the side.
Nathan, what are you getting from that?
Did you want a reading on your music, where it's gonna go, your music career?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Well, the card I pulled is the Ace of Wands. Do you know what the Ace of Wands means?
No, I do not.
Well, the Ace of Wands has to do with your career, and it has to do with starting up a business or a new enterprise. Is there anything new that you're adding to your business that could possibly help you to move with it?
A studio.
You're opening up a studio?
Yeah, I just did, like, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Because it looked like it was a very good investment with the card upright position. And it's shows that your confidence is very strong right now. Like your confidence is what's going to help to manifest what you desire in this outcome.
Okay.
And then the next card I pulled is the Death card. The Death has to do with some big changes coming in your business.
Okay.
That's kind of what I'm getting from that. Is there anything you want to add to the Death card, Roy?
I just wanted to mention that, you know, death don't always mean that somebody's going to die. This could be a new beginning for you where, you know, you finally decided that, you know, whatever you were doing before wasn't something that you enjoyed doing. A lot of it has to do with what do we resonate with. And, you know, and that's where you have to stay because that's where you're going to do your best, you know, is what you love doing.
Right.
The main thing is don't let people discourage you. You know, just keep focusing on your goals and what you want to do with your, you know, music and just go with the flow. You know, the universe is the one that's going to make it happen for you.
Right.
I mean, he made, you know, the universe made it happen for you when you found your studio.
Right.
So, you know, focus on, you know, on positive things, you know, listen to positive speakers and keep living your dream. You know, that's the main thing. Nathan, is there anything else you want to add to that?
Well, it's weird because I was just sitting at my desk and the magazine just flew in my lap just a minute ago. And I don't know if there's a message from the Focalot, but what it landed on was, when it landed in my lap, it landed on a bunch of watches. Is there anything you want to add to that, Roy?
Well, right now is time. Time is very important because see how the universe works, that everything happens, you know, in universal, you know, the universe is the one that's going to, when it's time for it to happen, it'll happen.
Right.
You know, we can't rush things. It's called divine timing. And what I'm getting, my guys are telling me that, you know, you're right in where you're supposed to be at right now, you know, in 2012, you know, things are moving a lot more rapidly. Things are manifesting a lot quicker because, you know, the veil is getting thinner. And main thing is to keep, you know, doing, you know, what you're doing and living, you know, the kind of career that you want. You know, that's the main thing. See, I just wanted to share something. Me and my son are both entertainers also. We don't all just do our reading, but we perform on stage with hypnosis. And, you know, this is pretty much where we're at right now, is we want to continue to keep doing what we love doing. And main thing is whatever obstacles get in your way, you just have to learn to get around them.
True.
And what have you been experiencing?
Hello?
Hello. What have
are
you
something?
Been Yeah. What have you been experiencing with your studio?
I mean, for the most part, like I just been using it for like me and like a couple of my friends and stuff. We've been recording our songs, mm-hmm. and I mean, like things like we've been doing this, but like now, like since like this year, like things really like we're shooting a couple of videos here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Like not no big projects, but it's like everybody's like getting on the same page. It's like we having fun again with it. So I guess that's good right now.
Well, the main thing is it starts out as a hobby. Then it could turn into a successful business. The main thing is word of mouth. You know,
right.
You know, your friends telling other people, they're telling other people, their friends are telling other people, and before you know it, you know, you have a big gig going on, you know.
Right.
And that's where you can start even making some money with also. Once they get to know, you know, what you do.
True.
You know, it all takes time.
It does.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it landed on the watches.
Yeah.
It was to let them know that everything's in divine timing.
That's right. So just be patient and go with the flow and keep meditating or praying and asking, you know, for, you know, you can use either the angels or, you know, the ascended masters or even Jesus to assist you, and so that your career, you know, your music will take off, you know.
Right.
Just wanted to share that with you. Because, you know, we've seen this happen time and time again,
mm-hmm.
and it works.
I would do that. I would keep doing that. That's what I'll be doing every night before I go to sleep. I just meditate.
Yeah. Best time to do it is either at night or early in the morning, you know, when you first get up, you know, and start your day.
Yeah.
There's an affirmation.
Weird.
There's an affirmation. Do you remember it, Adrian? For,
oh, yeah. I'm going to grab that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's coming up.
Okay,
it says, I am surrounded and protected and infused by a beautiful cocoon of infinite and incredible golden light energy at all times. God is within me in every moment, with every day and every single breath I take, as well as my three guardians of light. I call forth the holy order of protection now. I summon my three guardians of light to assist me with the clearing of my entire mind, body, and soul, and my physical and emotional, psychological manifestations, or any negative attachments which are ailing me or hindering me to move on to a higher consciousness, as well as stop tearing me from my goals, my desires, and my ultimate path to alignment. Let it be, it shall be, it will be, it is done. In the name of the highest source of creation, Gaia. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And what that does, it clears any negative energies that might be around you and help you so that you could, you know, manifest things a lot faster and your career will start moving a lot more quickly.
All right. Okay, thanks, guys.
You are welcome, and thank you for joining us tonight.
All right. All right, thanks.
You have a good night.
All right, y'all, too.
Bye-bye.
One more caller from the 901 area. You're on the air. Hello? 901?